Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soondra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soondra. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Soondra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Stevens moves to third. Lobs moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field. Judnick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. McNair moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chartak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra bunts towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to third for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Sundra goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn is hit by the pitch. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick is hit by the pitch. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 1 in the game. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Bess moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Bess scores. Miles moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles scores. Vallow scores. McNair moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Loy Hanning now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert bunts for an out with unknown description. McNair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Johnson scores. It's Athletics, 6, Browns, 6. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Loy Hanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bess takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bess moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bess scores. Miles moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Roger Wolf now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Pete Appleton now pitching. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 11-6, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 11-7, Athletics. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 11-8, Athletics. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing center field. George Caster now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.